This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the emails never stop coming in for fans. I love this one. Even during the launch of the show, Paul emailed me and said, glad to see Trump doing a rally in Wildwood, New Jersey. The Republicans should not give up on blue states. I know California's gone bad, but maybe someday it'll come back and someday Trump will do a rally in California. I hate to throw in the towel. Now maybe he'll come to Massachusetts at some point. We'd have a ball go to that one. Keep on trucking, Paul. Thank you, Paul. Love those thoughts. I read that one because there are 100 of them waiting for me. But that one is significant as I open this show because I love that idea. I think Trump should hold rallies in California, in New Jersey, in Connecticut, in New York. That's right. Trump should fill Madison Square Garden. He'll have 20,000 screaming New Yorkers screaming his name like he is the second coming of you-know-what. I said that once on TV about Israelis, and it became the most controversial line in the world. And I don't know why. It's kind of a throwaway line. You know, he's the second coming of God. People love him. It's just a comment, a throwaway line, a funny line, an insignificant line. It just means people like you, okay? But I think Trump would have thousands of screaming New Yorkers, not only 20,000 in Madison Square Garden, but 100,000 lined up in the streets outside trying to get in. Same as New Jersey. Same as if he did it in Connecticut. Do it in Westport, Connecticut. The ultra-liberal suburban hideout for all the liberal, all the liberal Madison Avenue guys and all the Wall Street guys who hate Trump. Guess what? Have a rally there and you'll get 100,000 people. You know, in each of these liberal blue states, Illinois, have a rally in Chicago. In each of these liberal blue states, lots of conservatives are trapped behind enemy lines. Crying out for help. Save me. Save me. Get me out of this liberal crap hole. And so, President Trump, I hope you, well, you can't be listening tonight because he's got his rally in New Jersey. But, you know, he may tape my show and play it later. He says he likes to watch my show all the time. So maybe it's taped and he watched it on the plane ride home back to Mar-a-Lago in Florida. In any case, President Trump, go to the strongholds of Democrats. I'm telling you, you have a chance here to win an historic landslide victory. Take the battle to the enemy. Don't just go to Wildwood, New Jersey. Go to Boston, Massachusetts. Go to Providence, Rhode Island. Go to Greenwich, Connecticut, or Westport, Connecticut, or Hartford, Connecticut. All great places. Take it to the enemy, behind enemy lines. Take it to California. Have a rally outside San Francisco. Have a rally in Pleasanton, California. Have a rally in Danville, California. I'm telling you, 100,000 people will show up, proving there are thousands upon thousands, actually millions, of good red Republicans trapped in blue state California. All right. So when will Democrats ever learn, right? I think Hillary lost the election because of one word, deplorables. She called middle-class people deplorables. We all knew it meant white middle-class people. That was obviously who the typical Trump voter was. I mean, I was the opening speaker at six Trump rallies when he ran for president, and then a big one after he was president of the United States here in Las Vegas. At all seven rallies, I'd say the audience is 99.9% white. There were always blacks in the audience. There were always Hispanics in the audience, but 99% white. And so I know what Democrats are saying when they're saying deplorables and they're aiming it at Trump's voters. They're saying we hate white middle-class people. And if I turned the tables and I said, gee, I hate people because they're black. I hate people because they're Hispanic, which obviously is not true. I want nothing more in life than for Republican Party to reach its arm out to blacks and Hispanics and gays and Jews. I happen to be Jewish. And go at it, man. Go after their votes. But I just can't imagine the reaction if a Republican president or me, a conservative talk shows, attacked a race of people like Democrats so clearly attack and hate every day. And so Hillary used that word deplorable, and I believe white middle class voters in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan and Iowa and Pennsylvania, right? All those states, Wisconsin, they all turned against Hillary, and she lost them all by the smallest of margins. So even though she lost big electorally, if you change just a few of those states, and it was just a few thousand votes in each state, she would be president today, God forbid, but she would be. That attack on deplorables, that denunciation of the white middle class, cost Hillary the election. So last night, CNN had a panel on Don Lemon's show. And in my opinion, Don Lemon, just as many CNN hosts and anchor men and women, have a deep-seated, subtle hatred of white middle-class people. And the panel last night trashed us, you and me, working-class, middle-class white Americans, like we're all morons who can't read. CNN hit a new low last night, laughing out loud and mocking uneducated redneck Trump supporters who can't read. That's what they basically said about us. This is what they think of 63 million middle Americans who voted for President Trump. They hate us. And let's face it, I'd love middle-class Hispanics and middle-class blacks to join hands with us, arm in arm, and fight for and support and vote for President Trump. But the reality is, when they mock 63 million Trump supporters, it's 99% white people of the middle class they're aiming their hatred at. And so on the show with Don Lemon was far left, media personality, a guy named Wajahat Ali, and never Trumper Rick Wilson, who I believe, if memory serves me, was one of the managers of John McCain's campaign in 2008 for President of the United States. So he's a Republican, never Trumper. But these guys hide behind that R next to their name. They have nothing to do with Republicans, conservatives. They are so far removed from where I stand that you should just go to the Democrat Party, Rick. We don't need you. We don't want you. You're not one of us. And they joined Don Lemon in a vicious assault on Trump supporters. And Don Lemon was laughing so hard that he almost fell out of his chair. He lost all composure and couldn't go on. And I think it's one of the most revealing things I've ever seen. And I think they never learn. Look, I'm a guy. Very few people have a background in football, in sports gambling, and in politics. And I have that background. And in football and in sports gambling, everybody knows. I've watched it 1,000 times. Two teams play each other. They could be completely even, or one could be much better than the other. But if one player on the inferior team or the even team gives blackboard material or bulletin board material to the other team and says, they stink, we're going to destroy them, we're going to humiliate them, the other team wins almost every time. Because everyone's fairly equal in the NFL and professional sports. It just takes a little bit of motivation to change a game, to change everything. And when you give the other side bulletin board material, the other coach is able to walk in the locker room and say, look what they just said about your quarterback, your team. They said you're all lily-livered losers. You're cowards. That team comes out and they win 40-0. The cowards come out and win 40-0. Because that bulletin board material inspires them, motivates them. So when Hillary called us deplorables, I think it made a big difference. And I think if President Trump runs this ad showing scenes from this CNN panel interview last night, it's going to lead to an even bigger victory for President Trump in 2020. They hate us, they mock us, they denigrate us, they think we're all morons. And I'm one of the few guys in the world, there's no other guy on American television in politics, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, none of them were ever in the football world like I was or the sports gambling world like I was. So I have an understanding of bulletin board material, winning games and changing outcomes like nobody else does. And so I think they've hit a trigger here. Just as I'm the only guy I know who's a son of a blue-collar butcher, an SOB, son of a butcher, who graduated valedictorian of a school and wound up in an Ivy League school. So I know both ends of that world. I know the blue-collar world and the butcher world, and I know the Ivy League world and the elitist world. So these guys were laughing at us like we're a bunch of toothless morons, bunch of toothless, uneducated hillbillies who support Trump, when in reality I'm an Ivy League educated Columbia University guy who supports Trump. And my daughter graduated top of Harvard University. So I'm in both worlds. My feet are in both worlds. And I can tell you these guys are idiots. These guys are arrogant. These guys are going to lose the election for the Democrats. But it probably doesn't matter because the election's lost anyway. Because you don't have a candidate. Who you got? Bernie Sanders? Who you got? Joe Biden? Joe Biden almost beat someone up today and the cameras are rolling. Some guy told him I'm far left and he's a former state representative in Iowa. I'm a far left guy. I support Tom Steyer, you know, against you in the Democrat primary. But when the general election comes, I will vote for you. But I don't like the fact you're too chummy with oil companies and pipeline companies, building pipelines. And Joe Biden grabbed him by the collar and started shaking him and pointing his finger in his face. It was a very violent display by someone who looks to be mentally unbalanced. And Joe Biden's been acting this way for the entire campaign, like someone who's old and past his prime and has major problems going on inside. I don't know if it's senility problems. I don't know if it's an imbalance in his brain. But he practically beat this guy up for having the nerve to tell him, I'm not voting for you in the primary, but I will vote for you in the general election. That's not a terrible thing. I would have said, thank you. I'll take your vote in the general election. Joe Biden's losing it, so they don't have anybody. They got radical Bernie, as you heard from my opening commentary. So radical, he's like a Fidel Castro twin. Who's the guy who ran Venezuela? I can't remember his name. Chavez. Hugo Chavez twin. He can't run America, and you can't have Elizabeth Warren. She's a female version of Bernie Sanders, a female communist, Marxist socialist. And you can't have Joe Biden who grabs people by the collar and shakes them and attacks them because they say they're not voting for him. Who's your candidate? You don't have one. Hillary now says she might want to get in. Oh, that'll be fun. A rematch of Hillary and Don Trump. Oh, I love it. I'd pay for that. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insured. insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. I was just telling you moments ago about how great Trump is and how crazy Bernie Sanders is and how wild Sanders' tax plans are. I mean, they're insanity. They would bankrupt this country. First of all, you have to ask something. It's bad enough that, you know, 85% taxes, then you still have to pay property taxes and sales tax out of that, are insanity. They're as high as communist nations. But forget about that for a minute. You'd have to assume something's wrong with the economy now, that you'd want to change it so radically, when in reality, the economy is going strong, and there's millions of new jobs, and wages are going up, and GDP is flying up, and everything, the stock market's flying up, real estate's flying up, everything is going well. So why would you want to dramatically change the economic system and the tax system of the United States? Because you're extreme, you're radical, you're mentally unstable. And so, two Bernie Sanders staffers have been caught again. And this is Project Veritas, again, that O'Rourke kid. Project Veritas, he's a really great guy. James O'Rourke. And he got a Sanders guy undercover with a camera like a month ago. And I read it to you on the air what this guy said. Basically, he wants to put all Trump Republicans into concentration camps where we'll be tortured and then we'll come out brainwashed and re-educated, or they'll kill us. That's what he said. But you could go, all right, that's just one guy. Two more Sanders campaign staffers caught on camera planning a militant movement and extreme action and admitting that the campaign of Bernie Sanders attracts Marxists, Leninists, and anarchists. I mean, you talk about KKK and white extremists and the militia movement, which I've never seen in my life, my entire lifetime. I've never met somebody who's KKK, Nazi, white extremist, militia movement. There might be 12 of them in America. 12 idiots who march around with no teeth, with a white hood over their head, with cameras, with TV cameras rolling. That's a real smart thing to do, isn't it? That's the extent of the white extremist movement. There's a few handful of people in every state. The conservative movement has nothing to do with white extremism. Conservative movement's not about KKK. It's not about Nazis. We love people. We love brown-skinned people, white-skinned people, Indian people. I don't care where you're from. We love immigrants. We just don't love illegal immigrants taking advantage of the system, voting illegally, and collecting welfare and 1,000 other government programs and bankrupting our country and creating violent mayhem in inner cities around this country. So that's not racism, sorry. But Democrats want to mix those two to make us look bad. But the reality is Democrats are the ones who have an extremism problem and a radical problem. Two field organizers caught. One of them is named Mason Baird. And they got caught on camera by Project Veritas discussing plans including extreme action, nationalization of large companies, violence towards property, and abolishing landlords. And they even expressed a hope that violence against people would not be necessary because people would be so intimidated by a destruction of property and an intimidating show of force that we won't need to hurt and kill everybody. These are the people working for Bernie, not just voting for Bernie, working for Bernie. These are actual communist, Marxist, socialists who hate Americans with a passion and admit that it's all Marxist, Leninists, and anarchists. This guy told a Project Veritas undercover operative, we're going to need the federal government and the labor movement to work together to strip power away from capitalists and direct that violence towards property. And I understand why Bernie's nervous, by the way, not by this. He's not nervous about his followers being socialist, Marxist, communist, because he is too. But he's furious and nervous that the DNC, Democratic National Committee, named all their new appointments for the Democrat convention this year, the presidential convention. And it's very likely to be a brokered convention or a Bernie convention. And they want to take it away from him again, just like they did in 2016. So they just named all the top people involved with the convention and the DNC. And guess who they are? They're all Hillary Clinton people. On the same day that Hillary Clinton admitted today in an interview that she feels the urge to run against Donald Trump again. And she thinks she'd do better this time. I think that's funny. I think it's really funny. I mean, with the corruption she's been involved in, and the fact that the FBI was all, the fix was in, and she'd be sticking her neck out there again. The Clinton Foundation, and the uranium deal, and the hidden emails, and the erased emails, and Benghazi. And she thinks she'd do better?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With President Trump's legal team wrapping up their case in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, the next question is, will witnesses be called? Reports out there say Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't have the votes to block witnesses like former National Security Advisor John Bolton from being called to testify. But according to Republican Senator of Florida Rick Scott, he believes,
I believe that on Friday, when we get to a decision whether we're going to have witnesses, we're not going to do it. I mean, there's no logic to doing it. The House had their opportunity. Take John Bolton. They could subpoena him, and they elected not to. So you can't feel sorry for them. They've had their witnesses.
Tourists in the Caribbean are still being rattled after a series of earthquakes on Tuesday. The first measured 7.7 and struck between Jamaica and Cuba. It was felt as far away as Miami. Several aftershocks followed, but the threat of tsunamis is over. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you. can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
I just realized I'm a JD, a Jewish deplorable. Oh, man, I'm one of those Jewish deplorables who don't like the elites who know how to read a map. These guys are unbelievable. Unbelievable. The beginning of the end for Fox. President Trump blasted out the beginning of the end for Fox last night on his Twitter feed. He tweeted out, because of the horrendous impeachment coverage. Good news for Newsmax TV. And listen, we all have seen the leaning tilt of Fox News outside of prime time. I mean, obviously, Sean Hannity's great. Obviously, Tucker Carlson's great. Obviously, Laura Ingraham is still very conservative. Obviously, Judge Jeanine on Saturday, she's a good friend of mine, great lady, and as conservative as it gets. But outside of prime time, Fox News is getting very liberal. And that doesn't mean they're bad people. I mean, I know Ed Henry personally. He's a great guy. But he leans too liberal, too anti-Trump. Chris Wallace, I'm sure he's a nice person, but man, does he dislike Trump and is pointedly against Trump at all times. And Shepard Story left, very anti-Trump. And Sandra Smith seems to be liberal-leaning and anti-Trump. So there's a lot of them out there now on Fox who are not us. And none of them are a Wayne Root. I mean, I'm a son of a butcher, raised by a butcher and a homemaker. And the people on Fox News aren't like that. They're all rich elitists, and they went to the best private schools, the best colleges. And they don't understand Trump or you or me. So on Monday, Fox News bailed on covering the Senate impeachment trial. Instead, they offered viewers an interview with former ultra-liberal California Senator Barbara Boxer on The Story, is the name of the show, with Martha McCallum. She's probably another one who leans left. And Fox News chose Barbara Boxer for their conservative audience instead of the defense presentations put on by former independent counsel Robert Ray and later renowned liberal lawyer Alan Dershowitz. And Fox loaded their coverage. All their guests were prominent anti-Trumpers saying lousy things about Trump. And so President Trump literally put out a tweet and said the beginning of the end for Fox. And he said Fox News is really pathetic. And Chris Wallace belongs on CNN. And he said, they're trying to be politically correct by interviewing Democrats on their network. And by loading the airwaves with Democrats like Chris Van Hollen, the no-name senator from Maryland. And of course, he's right. I mean, Trump is always right. That's the funny thing. He's like, I have a friend named Matthew, and I swear to you, Matt is like the guy who could win every crack fight in the history of the world. You know, if you're talking about your mother and he's talking about my mother, he comes up with the one-liners off the top of his head for a moment like no one you've ever heard in your life. And it's always biting. Always biting. It hits you right in the spot where you are the weakest. Matt was always right. Well, Trump is like that. He reminds me of Matt. And he's always right. And when he calls Chris Van Hollen the no-name senator from Maryland, my first reaction when I heard the name Chris Van Hollen is, who is he? I thought he was a no-name congressman. I didn't even know he was a U.S. senator from Maryland. I don't know how he became a senator. There's only 100 senators in America. I thought I knew them all. I've never heard of Chris Van Hollen in my life. So the perfect name for him is the no-name senator from Maryland. Trump is always right. You know, when he hit Marco Rubio, what's the one thing you could really embarrass Marco? Little, small, short Marco, right? Small hands Marco. I mean, you know, what's the worst thing you could say about Jeb Bush? Low-energy Jeb Bush. And the minute you say it, it emasculates the other person. That was what my buddy Matt used to be able to do, and still can do, by the way. And that's what Trump is so good at. He's just marvelous. And they say he's dumb, right? No, he's more quick-witted than any Democrat. His one-liners describing people, you know, corrupt Hillary. You know, all the things he says about everybody is so on the money. And it just emasculates them. And he needled Fox executives by reminding them that Democrat officials refused to allow them to participate in the Democratic National Committee debates. He singled out Fox News anchor Chris Wallace. He's just totally frustrated. He says Chris Wallace and others should be on fake news CNN or MSDNC. He made fun of MSNBC, MSDNC. And he hinted that perhaps Wallace would face the same fate as former Fox News afternoon host Shepard Smith. He said, how's Shep doing? Watch, this will be the beginning of the end for Fox, just like the other two, which are dying in the ratings. And he means CNN and MSNBC. Social media is great. And MSDNBC would be, Democratic National Committee, right? Democrat National Committee. All right, other news of the day. I think when I read you these two stories, when you hear the polar opposites, it tells you everything you need to know about America today. The White House is weighing a complete shutdown of passenger plane traffic from China. Now, first of all, this is not something anybody wants to do. I perform every week, I say every night, this show, right? I'm the host of this show, and I come to you from Las Vegas, which is the entertainment capital of America and the world. And we love our Chinese tourists, right? We love tourists from Asia. Nobody, including me, maybe especially me, would ever want to stop tourism from around the world because it would hurt Vegas badly. And it would kill Vegas gaming stocks, right? Some of these guys are my friends, Sheldon Adelson, formerly Steve Wynn. These are all good guys. The Fertitta brothers, who run Station Casinos here. All great guys and loyal Republicans. The guy who runs Treasure Island, whose name at this moment escapes me, but he's also a huge Republican. Most of the casino owners are. And so I want these guys to do well. They are pure American. American capitalism at its finest. And I don't want to see Vegas hurt badly, but there's going to be no choice. I've been singing this tune on this show for days. There's been quite a few people that have been brave enough to put out a real video from China telling us what's really happening, and it's melting down. People are dying in numbers you don't know about. People are sick in numbers you can't comprehend. What's happening is real bad. It's turning into a terrible pandemic. And I think there's going to come a point in the next few days where we may have no choice but to shut down all traffic to China and other places as well. And it's going to hurt tourism, and I don't want to see it happen. I'm the last guy that wants to see it happen, being a Las Vegas guy who roots for the home team. Root for the home team. Wayne root for Vegas and the Vegas tourism industry and the Vegas gaming industry. But the White House is going to have no choice, and I'm the one who said yesterday and the day before, there may come a day very soon this week, if not next week, where it's going to be we're going to have no choice but to shut down traffic from China because this will spread and it will be bad. The Chinese are way in over their heads. They don't have the doctors we have in America. They don't have the equipment we have in America. They don't have the ventilators in America. They don't have the money we have in America. Our healthcare system that Democrats couldn't wait to rip apart, knock down, tear down, is the greatest healthcare system in the world. There's no one else better able to handle what's coming at us than the United States healthcare system. Thank God for capitalism. That's the reason you have every breakthrough you have is capitalism. But I'm just telling you that we are preparing for major problems here. We offered assistance to China, by the way, and they turned us down. And Beijing is withholding data from the CDC. Thailand reports 6 new cases. President Xi said China is taking the devil virus very seriously and will contain it. So far, 5,571 cases and 131 deaths. U.S. citizens warned to avoid all non-essential travel to China. Japan and Germany confirm human-to-human transmission. That's the problem here, folks. Most pandemics in the past were animal-to-human. Very hard for humans to give it to other humans. We've now got a pandemic, a flu virus, the contravirus, that can be transmitted from human to human. It's a very scary point in time. You could kill an entire economy. My guess is the Chinese economy is cratering as we speak. People aren't traveling. It was the Chinese New Year. People aren't traveling. People aren't getting on planes. People aren't going to Macau to gamble. People aren't staying in hotels. People aren't going to school. Schools are shut down in many areas of China. Children are off for a month because they want to prevent disaster. And I get it, but your whole economy is going to come crashing down. So on one hand, if Trump is smart to prevent this from happening to us and prevent this from coming to us, if he cuts off flights to Asian markets, smart. And at the same time, this is what tells you how dumb the Democrats are. The Democrat-controlled House, meaning the Congress, is now planning a vote. Nancy Pelosi is planning a vote on repealing the Trump travel ban. We're looking to cut off China to avoid this pandemic, and they're looking to open up the world to markets filled with terrorists. This is how dumb and ignorant and dangerous to all of us the Democrat Party is. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that the House is going to take up a bill to repeal President Trump's travel ban, which bars citizens of certain countries with high rates of extremist violence. So on one hand, Trump might have to act to prevent disease, and she wants to open all of our borders, not just for disease, but to people with hatred for America, the American way of life, American exceptionalism, Jews, Christians, Judeo-Christian values. They hate all of it. Capitalism, they hate it. They want to kill us. They are terrorists. They come from nations with extreme terrorism and no records to prove who these people really are. House Democrats continue to stand opposed, Nancy Pelosi said, to President Trump's cruel, un-American travel ban in all of its iterations. And their bill will prohibit religious discrimination in our immigration system and limit the president's ability to impose such biased and bigoted restrictions. Folks, I don't know about you, but I don't really want people coming into America from Iran, Libya, Syria, Somalia, Yemen, Venezuela, and North Korea. And the White House has proposed adding Sudan to that list. Wow. All right, coming up next, lots more for you to hear about. But first, a message from my sponsor, Dr. Joe Williams. If you have thinning hair and you're a guy, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. So stay tuned right now for my buddy of 20 years, Joe Williams. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war sent ya.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. You know, I'm looking at the latest update on this terrible coronavirus, this pandemic, and right at this moment, they're admitting there are 6,049 cases of coronavirus. That's what China's admitting. And people in China, nurses, have put out videos saying there could be as many as 90,000, 100,000, 150,000. Now, the whole world was scared to death of SARS. Remember SARS? We're only a week into coronavirus, 6,000 cases. SARS didn't have that many cases after a month. SARS infected 5,327 people in mainland China in 9 months, and the world was scared. And now we're at 6,049 with a new 800 cases overnight, and that's what China's admitting. And everybody there says they're not telling you the truth. They're underplaying it. So it's a big problem. Now, is it going to come to America? Well, it's already here, but it's not bad. And we have the greatest medical system, healthcare system in the world, thanks to capitalism. So hopefully we can control it if we limit who comes to America. If we build walls, secure borders, cut off visas, and most importantly, deal with it in a real fashion. Limit flights from China. Limit visits from people in areas where everybody's infected, lots of people infected. That might be what we have to do. But the one thing you can't do is put your head in the sand, like Democrats are doing with Trump's travel ban. Oh, there's no bad people in Sudan? Iran? Why would there be bad people in Iran? Yemen? Oh, come on. You're going to hurt tourism in Las Vegas if you bar people from Yemen. I wrote a column probably 3 years ago. Someone made some comment in Vegas, some big shot liberal in Vegas said, oh my God, Trump's travel ban will hurt Vegas. And I wrote a comment. I said, you mean there's just so many tourists from Yemen and Sudan on the Vegas Strip? I didn't realize that. Matter of fact, I've lived here 18 years. I've come here for 40 years. I've never met a human being from Sudan or Yemen yet. I've never met someone from Iran, ever, in Las Vegas. I've met people who used to be from Iran. Now they live in Beverly Hills. They visit Vegas. But I've never met an Iranian flying in from Iran to Las Vegas. The liberals live in a distorted, delusional dream world. You got to worry about people from Yemen and Sudan and Iran coming to America to bomb Las Vegas, to commit a terrorist act in Las Vegas, to gun down tourists inside the lobby of a hotel or an airport. But you don't need to worry about a lack of tourism from Yemen, Sudan, and Iran. How ridiculous. Speaking of the Middle East, Donald Trump announced a New Dawn Middle East peace deal with Bibi Netanyahu today. And the reason I saved it for last on this show is because I think it's pretty clear it's going to go nowhere. I'm sad to say that, but it's very pro-Israel, and it puts the Palestinians in their place. They've, you know, encouraged violence. They've named streets after terrorists. They've had massive corruption where American aid is stolen. They want there to be terrorism. They want there to be war and strife because it creates a business for terrorists. And so President Trump rightfully took the side of Israel. And he stood there with the Israeli president by his side. And he told the truth. I've been saddened by the fate of the Palestinian people. They deserved a better life. Palestinians have been trapped in a cycle of terrorism, poverty, and violence, exploited by those seeking to use them as pawns to advance terrorism and extremism. Bravo! It's exactly what's happened. He had Senator Cruz and Senator James Risch, both Republicans, present for the event, as well as House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise, the Majority Whip, and Liz Cheney, Mark Meadows, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. In any case, it was a fantastic announcement. He's got some great ideas. Sheldon Adelson was there by his side with his wife Miriam. I actually work for Sheldon Adelson. I write for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and Sheldon Adelson and his family own the newspaper. A former Democrat presidential, vice presidential nominee, Senator Jill Lieberman of Connecticut, was also spotted. One of the few Democrats I've ever respected in my life. And he described the deal as a win-win for Palestinian Israelis. And he said he promised to help Palestinians with serious investment provided they abandoned violent jihad and Islamic terrorism, as well as stop providing financial backing for terrorists. We will help by empowering the Palestinians to thrive on their own. Palestinians will be able to seize the new future with dignity, self-sufficiency, and national pride. And Netanyahu spoke, thanking Trump as the greatest friend Israel has ever had in the White House. Wow, Netanyahu sounds like he's been watching the Wayne Allyn Root Show, too. Frankly, though, we've had some great, outstanding friends in these halls. Netanyahu thanked Trump for bringing forward a bold plan that defended Israel's rights in the regions, including the right to security and sovereignty. And so, look, if the Palestinians are ever willing to grab the mantle of peace and admit that Israel has a right to exist, they can get their own state, and they can get peace, and their people don't have to live in poverty and misery. But that's not what they want. You and I both know that. There's going to be war, unfortunately, sadly. There's not going to be peace for many years to come, many decades to come. What's the proof on the Gaza Strip? Thousands of Palestinians protest as Trump unveils his peace plan. Because they don't want peace. All right, we're headed out for the night. God bless all the cops out there. God bless all the military, all the soldiers, active duty, and all the vets. Thank you for your sacrifice in this country. Coming up next, My Doctor Suggests, sponsor of this show, with everything happening with Contravirus. Check it out. It's all about cold and flu season. They got great products right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.